Welcome back to Survivor Pile. So tonight is Saturday night, and I want to go over some insights I had to being a TI after watching some other TIs working on their campaigns for 2019. One of them is some of the basics I didn't think I would even talk about. But meditation is really important, and I'm not going to say it's the be-all to end-all for everything. However, in the past year and a half, since there have been mass shootings and lots of other things, the comments that I've seen on meditation comment boards and Facebooks and Twitter accounts is that those who have meditated and been at shootings like the Las Vegas shootings, and for example, there was one particular person who had taken the same Unbeatable Mind course that I had taken from 2016 to 2017, I think. 2017 to 2018, something like that. And they found that the meditation and the box breathing that they did each day that they learned in the course helped them slow down their mind, think rationally in a very high intensity situation, and help them make a decision to be able to react safely and get others out of the way of danger. So for that, TIs, I gotta say meditating is really, really important. Also, I've found personally that slowing down your mind and being able to sift out the techno chatter going on in everyday life is really, really important. So a lot of people, if they have never experienced a remote neural monitoring or don't know what it is, they're going to automatically just pretty much accept those extraneous thoughts as their own. And they're not going to take the time and have the patience and breathe to slow down their mind, acknowledge that as the incoming technology signal, and make a decision of their own. Most will just pretty much react or start talking to it out loud, which makes you look super crazy. So I'm just saying meditation is very, very, very important, not just for trauma and people with PTS, but I find that the meditation does help me make better decisions and move through everyday life better. If I miss my meditation, I feel run down. I'll be really honest. The other thing is, if you're filling out what I'm filling out, this international affidavit, 94 pages of just wine item abuses, get into a group. Get into a group before you work on this stuff. If you are, you know, a crime victim, whatever the crime was, whether the cops are going to come through, there's no savior. What I've learned, I've had hundreds of thousands of dollars taken from me, lots of property damage, lots of, you know, my insurance bills going up. I tried to reduce and cut my liability. So I did make a decision to get rid of my apartment when I was in Oahu. So I cut my liability as far down as I possibly could without completely sacrificing everything. That was my personal choice, and I got into a healing group. The one that I do online, and it is online, and there are locations to actually meet people once every 21 days, so it also follows a good healing and therapy method. The one that I do is the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, and they have an online contact form if you go to their website. And they are in 52 countries, and you can, you know, make yourself paranoid about the DNB or whatever might be going with it. But the bottom line is, I did it, and it worked for me. And so that brings me to another point, is to do what works. So in getting targeted, you've got to find a way to do things that work for you to keep your life together. So whatever it is that's your moneymaker, whatever it is that is going to pay your bills and make sure that you have housing, if you can do the housing element, if you need, I even went through a period I had two homes, actually three. I had an apartment, my parents' office, as well as a home with my ex partner that I chose not to stay in, but that was accessible to me. And I still had to spend money and sleep in a hotel room that had cameras out in front of it. So, I mean, you got to do what works to get you through your targeting, financially and otherwise, and still make plans to change your situation. The other thing, just not to wreck the TI campaigns that are going on, please keep your own journal. Journaling is super, super important for activists and organizers. I was also a trained Green Corps organizer, and one of the things that we did in our training was to keep a journal, a daily journal, okay? And that journal doesn't need to be a therapy journal. That journal is just a journal of what's been going on each day and your reflections and thoughts on it. So that later on, maybe at the end of the year, you can go back and reread some of where you are at and see how you've evolved. That journal is super important. The things that I did add to it were kind of the universe speaking to me. The Unbeatable Mind course suggested it. My community healing group leader suggested it. Other people had suggested it. Is every morning wake up and write down in that journal a gratitude list. Even if you hate the people that you're writing a gratitude list with, you have to acknowledge and be grateful and show your gratitude somewhere that you could not be living and getting through what you do without those people. So I'm just going to make that really clear. It doesn't mean you love them. It doesn't mean you like them. It just means that for where you're at, the gratitude needs to be placed in the place where it goes. But always keep a plan. Try to get a plan together to change your life. And the book that changed my life a bit in Hawaii was The Way of the Seal. So at the back of that book, and most of it was just a rehash in a different format of what I learned in Green Corps, in the back of that book there is a life plan, and it goes like weekly, monthly, quarterly, 5-year plan, 3-year plan, and to actually do that. I did it, and I kept that list with me, and I did it. And I went from barely being able to pay my bills to being able to take the course within a month and a half. I mean, I had to go back to what I didn't like, but I had to do what worked. And then that course helped me reframe and get out of there. So that's what worked for me. You might not be able to take a course, but getting a book, I recommend that book because it's not just a military mindset. It's also, if you're a grassroots organizer, there's a lot of overlap things there. For people who aren't trained to serve independently. So I think it's a good blueprint. And even if you are a burned out activist or organizer, it's a good blueprint to work off of. So take the journaling, also do it to prevent yourself from doing incessant emails. Think of it as a way of making yourself look more professional instead of just blasting at someone. So write a journal. There's a free one called Evernote. There are a bunch of free journals for your phone. So instead of sending emails off, which are easy to do, just hit the record button and talk it into your online journal. Evernote's a good one. And then you also have a draft if you're actually going to make that an email, okay? So keep it in your journal, think about it, meditate, breathe before you send, and hit the send button. We've all been through it, and trauma's just like saying, hey, this person's accessible, and I've got this trauma, and I'm scared to death, and you just hit the send button, and it doesn't make you look better. So for those who have genuine trauma and are genuinely going through things, take the time to do a rough draft, even if it's in an Evernote journal. Put it away, go have a cup of coffee, do some yoga stretching or something, come back to it and say, do I really want to send that? Just a thought to throw in there, because all of us have tons of things to do every day. I apologize for noisy environment. The other thing I noticed is that, okay, and I've been wanting to say this for a long time as a targeted individual in Hawaii, and also having to tweet and work with people from the U.S. military on the electronic warfare stuff, and my perceptions is if you're getting hit that bad, and I've met some TIs who don't get hit like I do, where it's in the 200 to 700 range, they're in the thousands, move out. I used to circulate on Oahu pretty frequently. There's an electronic warfare field for the U.S. military there. There are also a bunch of cell towers. There's a Marine Corps base. There's Pearl Harbor. There's a bunch of stuff. And some of the areas, because I actually went out one day because I know a bunch of healthy practitioners, natural healthy practitioners, who had people coming to them and complaining about problems with the cell towers. So I actually surveyed the island on my own, most of the island except for the west side. And I took a look at where the cell towers were and what apartments and buildings were there. And most of the buildings that were within 20 feet of a microwave or cell tower had at least one or two, if not more, vacant spaces, meaning apartments or offices or business spaces that were not being used. So also because of the natural health practitioner crowd that I was around and the yogi people and everyone, there are reports of people getting cancer from the cell towers within 3 to 4 years. So they're also complaining about the EM. You don't want to be online complaining about the EM. That's not going to get you a lawsuit when you're dead. Okay? You're playing a game where essentially the courts and the police do not do anything. Okay? So lose the illusion right there that you're going to have a lawsuit. Just lose that illusion straight up. Start dealing with reality. And the reality is that if that stuff is as intense as you say it is, and you can download EM electromagnetic apps to find out how bad it is for free, okay, and keep a logbook for free, maybe for a week, just, and then go somewhere else and see how different it feels, and look up for the cell towers, because there are so many. I mean, they're making maybe $1,000 a month off of having the cell tower on their property. It might be more or less than that, but there's a certain amount of money that they're getting to make from having a cell tower on their property. If you're near that property, there is not much you're going to be able to do once you have to go to the hospital because you have cancer. And 3 to 4 years is not a long time. So what I've seen people just straight up move out. Even in Hawaii, when I got contaminated with toxic mold, I learned from the holistic community that, and other people, that there are plenty of homeless people paying $2,000 a month in rent still. Okay, they have a place that they pay rent on that is uninhabitable because they don't want to wreck their credit. Okay. And they're sleeping out by the street in a tent, in a park by the tent. They might even be with the Occupy people. They might be with like a bunch of homeless people because there is no other place to go that has safety in numbers from the police. So, I mean, you gotta understand with the cell towers and stuff, they're not going to take that cell tower down. They're not going to press charges. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to pay your medical bills either. mean, that's a really long path if you're willing to go down it, if you think you're going to survive it. So it's better to move out. You know, I don't think there's a great way around it, but some people find that they can sublet those places for a week or two and at least get some of their money back if they have to go camping. So there's a way, but to keep your own personal self safe, if a cell tower, microwave tower is moved into your area, you've got to do what is going to keep you healthy. That's all I'm going to say. I think it's just common sense, and it's a really hard fact to accept. It's a really, really hard fact to accept. I moved out of where I lived, where it was contaminated with toxic mold, because I was told if I didn't, I would probably be dead. I was at the point where I could not walk up the stairs once I got home because of the level of the toxins. So I had to throw everything out. I had to throw out my clothes, everything. I mean, everything. I couldn't even eat a Starbucks bowl of oatmeal that I used to love eating every so often. Not even one a month, because that stuff was so bad. And you just gotta buckle down and do what you need to do to keep yourself healthy. So those are a few of my thoughts. And just to finish up, the stuff with the SS, what I call the SS, the super soldiers and the snipers, as I have already dealt with people of that caliber because of the military nature of Hawaii. Don't go looking for more problems. Don't look for more problems online. Think that one of them as a TI is going to be better, because they probably won't be. They've still got their teams, their buddies. They still operate in the same way. And as women who are targeted, it's not easy to fight. Those guys will do whatever they need to do to keep each other employed because their lives depend on it. Plus, they have enough money, usually. So, gotta remember, they work in teams. They're there. Their profession is killing. That is what they do. And for the rest of us, they're really hard to fight. And they are ruthless. And they make split-second decisions to survive. I mean, you're talking about people who, if they're thrown into a cage with the tiger, will kill the tiger in about 2 seconds before they give the tiger, 5 seconds to rip their head off. You do not mess with these guys. I mean, I can get into that more, but just saying, do not. They're trained to do their job, and their job includes their money, their finances, resources, possessions, and their law enforcement, and they usually train law enforcement, and law enforcement usually wants them as a reference. So just don't even stick your nose down that path. Anyway, those are just some thoughts. Do meditate, do make sure you eat healthy. Check out Edgar Cayce and his alkaline foods. Don't keep dumping acids into your stomach if you're stressed out from all this stuff. If your joints hurt, you gotta eat Cayce's alkaline food list, I think. So check that out with a good nutritionist. I have tons of experience, but I'm kind of like a lifestyle coach. So I'm not going to get into that, but check out Edgar Cayce, look up his alkaline foods, and start taking the acidic foods off of your food list if your stomach's upset and you're out of money for a Prilosec or whatever it is you're taking. I know I've done it. I did it in college. All I had to do was just axe all the acidic foods, and problem solved, real simple. So, anyway, I'm just going to call this Survivor Pile out. Thanks for listening.